my voice, this is your cue to raise one hand into the air. Go on. There's a few. There's not enough hands in the air. Your hand is not in the air. Put your hand in the air. Put your hand in the air. And put your hand in the air. Now on your hand, you will notice that you have some extremities. I have 5. You may have a different number than me. But let's see what happens when I take this one away. That's how many nights I will have spent at X Day. If I take one more away, I have the amount of times I took a trip into town for supplies for X Day. If I take one more away, the number of times I smoked out of a frog pipe covered with habanero pepper juice. This number is also the amount of times I have seriously injured myself while at X Day with this gaping leg vagina. And the burn on my hand. Not to mention the stress and pain for the last 2 days of sleeping on the cold, hard ground. Kinda gets to you. But if I take one more away, this is how many. This is exactly how many. Right here is the amount of days until the end of the world. I can count to this many, and that's as high as I need to go. I'm not just your average squeaky-voiced, shit-faced motherfucker from a buckle underneath the Bible Belt. No, it's not easy living on America's wang. It's not easy being on the sunspot, on the dick of the country that the entire world knows is constantly waving around. It's not easy dealing with 110 degree heat with 5,000% humidity. It's not worth the pain and isolation of suffering at the hands of the conspiracy. But that's okay, because it's just this many days until the end of the world. not yet paid. And if you have paid, pay again. It's worth it. I really mean it. You get a genuine feeling in the bottom of your heart every time you open up your wallet for Bob. Give until it hurts. Give until it really hurts. Give until you have only one thing left to give. And then give that too. No post-dated checks after July 5th. Cash or money order. And hey, we're taking credit cards! Dr. Lord of Anger, Larence, has misplaced a mystical elixir which imbibes him with the power to remove the souls from people who have not yet paid $35. Dr. Hal has a notebook which contains the names of people that will not survive X Day. Ferg has a bag of froth that's gonna make it past X Day. Spike, well, he ran out of the whippets, but you could have had him anyway! And Baby Bear, you and that fellow there with your beautiful complexion, and I'm jealous of your hair, and your gauges are bigger than mine, and that makes me feel inadequate. At least I know that I'm not the one that has to go home with the girl that I made cry when I raped Bob. Sorry about that. About saying rape, not about raping Bob, but by saying rape, because that is 10 times actually worse. It's actually worse.